What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Election Eve. You're going to want to be a voter. This one definitely counts. Now, while you can skip election, like you don't have to vote for each race on a ballot, I highly recommend you don't. Because we got new maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We have new congressional maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got a female candidate for president. Don't just vote on the top of the ticket. Vote all the way down the ticket. But you can leave things blank. And it is not a test. Remember, you can bring materials in and it's not a test. You can bring a friend in. You can phone a friend. Do whatever you need to do to make sure you are a voter and an informed voter at that. And of course, Civic Media's got you covered. If you are still confused about the new districts, the candidates running in the state assembly and Senate, our very own Dan Schaefer, writer of the Recombobulation, our political editor here at Civic Media, has them all broken down. You can check that out at civicmedia.us/voter guide. Join us, of course, for our special election night coverage. Dom's going to be there. I'm going to be there. It starts at 6 o'clock. All your favorite Civic Media folks will be there. Don't be square. You need to be there too. Your final thoughts and impressions, predictions, all welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But one of my most favorite longtime politicians / policy wonks from Milwaukee went off. Howard Fuller, absolutely mic dropping, talking to voters just this past week. And this is Dr. Howard Fuller, education advocate, longtime advocate and proponent, supporter of Milwaukee Public Schools. He helped bring choice here in Milwaukee many moons ago. He doesn't even recognize what we've got now in terms of choice and voucher schools, defunding of public education. Let's listen to what Howard Fuller had to say to voters this cycle.
Americans have watched
not the quite right one. Nope.
The world would be better off with Saddam Hussein.
Nope. 100%. This is cut number 12. So if you can turn that off, Cardi, we're still working through these. Hang on. All right.
I'm a single issue voter. My single issue is Donald Trump. He is the most despicable ass human being walking the face of the earth. And all of y'all out here talking about 3 cents for gas. This man wants to destroy your personhood. And so there's got to be at least one of us out here that ain't explaining about the earned tax credit or the child tax. We're saying that this is a white supremacist who is trying to destroy everything that we have fought for over the last 50 years. And I ain't got time to explain to you every damn detail about policy. This man cannot be the president of the United States. We can talk about policy after we defeat his ass. You feeling me?
So I'm feeling you, Howard.
Yeah, baby.
Leave it to Howard Fuller to be like, yes, this is what y'all need to hear. He is a white supremacist who wants to destroy your personhood.
Wow.
He could be talking to black folks, brown folks, women folks, LGBTQIA folks. How about middle class folks? You ain't wealthy or able to cut him a big old fatty check. He don't care about you. Dom, your reactions to Dr. Fuller, I thought he nailed it.
He absolutely nailed it and so spot on. It is hard to talk about any of the other ancillary issues. When you think about policy and all the expectations that, oh, Kamala's got to do this and Kamala's got to articulate that. Are you kidding me? Just as the doctor said, this guy is coming after your personhood. He is a white supremacist. I mean, does even matter what his policies are if that's where you're starting with.
He's a white supremacist.
But he kept the trains running on time? What are you talking about? And someone like that with a character like that, doesn't matter what he claims the policies would be, they would change in an instant if it benefits him politically or gets put money in his pocket.
Money in his pocket, yep. Power behind him. That's what he's going to do. It doesn't have squat to do with you. If you think it does, you've been suckered, okay? Everybody in a long con never thinks they've been conned. That is the very point of the long con. If you are a Trump voter and you work for a living, You are getting conned. You are the mark in the longest political con that this nation has seen in modern American history. You don't think you're being conned because the con's working. But trust me, you are. This guy doesn't care about you, doesn't care about your family farm, doesn't care about your kids. He doesn't even really care about the border. He doesn't. All he cares about is you voting for him so he can gain more power and money. He made over $160 million when he was in the Trump White House because he was in the White House. He made over $6 million just by forcing the Secret Service to stay in his damn hotels. You think this isn't a grift?
At marked up prices, like 300%. Yes. Oh, the government's going to be paying the bill. Well,
charge him triple.
Charge him more, because that's what every good steward of governmental dollars does, right? And this is a guy who's going to what? Clean? He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to have Mexico pay for the wall.
He is the swamp.
Of course he is.
A swamp of one. Everywhere he goes, he leaves like a trail of swamp behind him.
An oil slick.
I can't believe we're here. Happy Election Eve, y'all. I love every single one of you, conservatives included. Please vote your heart tomorrow. It is a private and personal endeavor. It is your vote to save democracy, to respect our veterans, to respect those who serve, to respect yourself and your neighbors, to respect those who believe differently, to love one another, to treat one another as you would want to be treated. There is only one choice tomorrow. Please vote your heart. I'm Maggie Dawn. You got Dom Salvia coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for democracy. Go vote, y'all.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.